I don't mind telling you, Chief Stone, you are a lucky SOB. I'm amazed you survived that tumble down the bluffs. More than that, you're going to leave here in a few days with nothing more serious than a concussion, two black eyes, a badly sprained elbow and knee, and every inch of you is bruised. You won't be playing softball anytime soon, but in 6 weeks, you should be fine. I've got a drip going with something for the pain, and when I release you, I'll give you a script. For now, all you've got to do is rest. By the end of the doctor's talk, Jesse had already begun to fade. He was confused by what the doctor had said about the tumble down the bluffs, because he was having trouble remembering. He meant to ask Molly, but he was out cold before the questions reached his lips. In the scrambled pieces of his sleep, Jesse put some things back together, but not so that they made much sense to him. He remembered the sound of a truck engine and lights. He remembered rolling and bouncing, remembered opening his eyes and the sound of the sea. But there was something he could not get his head around, a hole in his memory that he could not fill in.